The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. The great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Augustine, in his landmark classic spiritual text, The Confessions, he draws a picture of the drama of the struggle between good and evil in the human soul, the allure of sin, the tug of God's grace, the appeal of trying to live in the light in spite of your own weaknesses. Somewhere in that book, he says, "My perverted will gave birth to sin, and sin became habit. And habit, not resisted, became necessity. He sowed the wind, and he reaped the whirlwind." Just like the prophet Hosea says for us in our first reading, you sow the wind and you reap the whirlwind. Let's take a closer look at that statement here this morning. First of all, what does it mean? It means be careful, your choices matter. Your actions add up. They have unavoidable consequences. Whatever you give yourself to, you'll get more of it, and it will change who you are. I like the way C.S. Lewis once wrote about this. He was once talking about morality. And he says, people misunderstand Christian morality. They misunderstand it entirely. People think of Christian morality as a kind of bargain that we make with God, by which God says to us, "Now you keep my rules, and you do these things, and I'll reward you, and don't do those other things over there." But that's not Christian morality at all. It's rather that every choice we make turns the most central part of us, and makes us, little by little, one sort of person or another. Either we're becoming the sort of person who is at peace with God and with others, or we're becoming the sort of person who is at war with God and with others. And heaven and hell are nothing more than that state in which you die, made permanent and eternalized. Be careful. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And if you're looking for signs of it, you can find it even here in this life. If you're giving in to complaint, if that's your sin, you'll begin to find that you live in a world with nothing but faults, nothing but more things to complain about. Be careful. If sloth is your sin, you'll begin to discover that every task gets harder and harder. Be careful. For many people, it's unchastity. They begin to discover that they're incapable of loving another person at all. They cannot see another person. All they can see are body parts. For some people, it's lying. It's probably the most ironic punishment of all. The punishment for the liar is not that nobody believes what he says. The punishment for the liar is that he can't believe what anyone else says. He believes that everybody's telling him lies. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Watch out and be careful of the signs. Now, there's good news too. There's a New Testament counterpart to our message from the prophet Hosea, and it comes from St. Paul. And he says, "Where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds." And even the worst sin can become a springboard The deeper the sin, the more powerful the spring, leaping you back to God. You become weary with your mediocrity. You become tired and disgusted with your weakness. The only thing to keep in mind through all of it is it must at some point be a free choice. There's one sort of person that Jesus cannot have mercy on, and that is the sort that does not even try. A lot of people are very, very distraught because they sin, and they sin again, and they sin again, and then they go to confession, and they keep on sinning. That's not the worst problem in the world, because dag nabbit, at least you're trying. You fall down, you refuse to stay down. You fall down again, you refuse to stay down. God can work with that. But beware that you don't begin to excuse your sin, to tell yourself it's okay. Because there's no way out of that. There must be a free choice. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Little message, a little thought for the day. Our saint for the day, St. Augustine Zhao, he takes his name from the great St. Augustine, Chinese martyr of the 19th century. He'd rather die than sin. Let's ask for his prayers to help us to persevere. St. Augustine Zhao Rong and his companions, pray for us.